It's Monday, July 12th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Kaseya's employees reported security issues prior, and Biden's EO, big tech pushback creates opportunities for smaller companies. This is the Business of Tech. So the Biden administration has told the Russian government to disrupt ransomware groups operating within its borders, per a White House statement. CISA has released an analysis of its risk and vulnerability assessment programs for fiscal year 2020. It looks at the top findings in the assessments it's done and maps them to MITRE's attack framework. Palo Alto's Unit 42 has analyzed Weevil's tactics and found them to be actually pretty basic. Phishing, credential stuffing, RDP servers, etc. They prove they don't need advanced techniques. The easy ones still work. Speaking of Weevil, Kaseya has released the security update for their VSA and restored their SaaS solution. That said, a six-year-old flaw has surfaced that's still around, per Krebs on Security. Also of note, Bloomberg is reporting that Kaseya executives were informed of critical issues between 2017 and 2020, and multiple staff either quit or were fired over inaction. And speaking of ransoms, two new trends in the KELA Threat Intelligence Study of Ransomware as a Service. First, one-man band operations have almost, quote, completely dissolved due to the lucrative nature of the business. And second, a growing area of recruitment is in negotiators, the person who extorts victims to pay a ransom. And revisiting old topics, SolarWinds themselves has a new zero day. This time in their ServU Managed Files Transfer and ServU Secure FTP products, used by a single threat actor against, quote, a limited, targeted set of customers. China's cyberspace regulator has announced any company with more than 1 million users needs to go through a security review before offering shares overseas. The goal? To prevent the foreign listings from allowing an avenue for foreign government influence into the companies and therefore into China. Microsoft paid $13.6 million in bug bounties in the past year. Jack Cable of the Krebs Stamos Group has launched a new tool that tracks ransomware payments called Ransomware, W-H-E-R-E. Also newly launched, New York City has become the first major city to open a real-time operational center to protect against cybersecurity threats. It's a combination of 292 members sharing intelligence, including NYPD, Amazon, IBM, the Federal Reserve Bank, and others. For the previous 2 years, the effort was entirely virtual. And on People, KnowBefore says 1 in 3 employees are likely to fall for a phishing scam. Now, why do we care? The growing trend is the elimination of the one-man operation. So ransomware is ahead of IT services, a space seemingly a long way from eliminating one-man operations. I will comment directly on those employee reports. My observation that there's almost always a story after about employees warning executives about what happened. That's not the story. The story should be how executives are not incentivized to prioritize security, and providers are the ones who should be asking that of their vendors. On China, this is important, as while Russia is generally thought to contain the bulk of threat actors, China's of note too, and they are moving on their own data security regulations. On the surface, it's financially driven, but there would be real irony if they have data protection rules far sooner than the U.S. does. The other big news over the weekend, the executive order signed on Friday. The EO is focused on a number of areas, including scrutiny of large corporate mergers, the limitation of non-compete clauses, and looks to reestablish net neutrality standards rolled back by the Trump administration. Also notable, the FCC is tasked with bringing back the broadband nutrition label, designed to standardize the format providers display price, data allowances, and performance information. One of the areas the EO focus on is in the right to repair. Those new rules requested from the Federal Trade Commission, specifically including cell phone manufacturers. Also last week, the FCC was told to reevaluate the rules for minimum broadband speed by a government watchdog in a new report, as small businesses require more bandwidth than the current 25.3 standard. While we're on laws, Colorado passed a comprehensive data privacy law, signed into law on July 7th. Now, why do we care? Slow moving, but this trend is good for small companies. What's here is generally focused on the big and slowing them down. That should make more opportunities for those of us focused in the smaller business world. Regulation is coming. Here's hoping most of it is good, despite not much voice from the small providers. You do battle daily against cyber hostilities such as ransomware attacks and data breaches. Fight smarter. Call in the cavalry. Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security is here. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards, as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, with Calyptic's purpose-built solution for small businesses. Zero Trust Access secures RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication. There's no need for open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. Plus, you'll enjoy audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Learn more at calyptics.com/gatekeeper and link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, my weekend editorial, quite the chatter. I'm surprised by the pushback on patching being the centerpiece. Love to chat with you. I'll hear from you in social and talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio. Want to reach our listeners? mspradio.com/engage.